Welcome. It's Domain Dave again from CheapWineFinder.com. Another podcast for a review we wrote up on the CheapWineFinder.com website. We write up three value-priced wines a week, and then we plug in the microphone, and, well, that's where we're at right now. And today we've got a longtime favorite, but a wine that I haven't visited in like almost a decade. It's the Gruet Brut Rosé Sparkling Wine. Gilbert Gruet had in 1952, started a champagne house in Champagne, France. And in 1984, there had been a group of French winemakers who found some places in the mountains in Santa Fe, Albuquerque, New Mexico, that was very promising, and it was a great place for grapes. And he went out there and loved it and started the Gruet winery there, where he makes champagne. They make still wines there, too. And they have three vineyards there, and it's they've been a hit almost from the start. This is New Mexico sparkling wine. They have gotten so popular that they had to source grapes from a sister winery in Washington, and I think they also do it from Northern California too. But this one is the Brut Rosé is 100% Pinot Noir, and they say this is from their New Mexico vineyards. The tasting notes on their website says that this is like 79% Pinot, 20% Chardonnay, and 1% Merlot, but I would trust the back label that says this is 100%, because the back label has to be up to date with the wine labeling laws. So I would trust him on that. So this seems to be 100% Pinot Noir, which makes it a Blanc de Blanc, or no, a Blanc Noir, a white, well, no, rosé. I'm getting all my winery terms screwed up. A Blanc de Noir is a white wine from red grapes, but this is a rosé, and it's a nice pink color with a bit of salmon to it. It's got a lot of bubbles. The bubbles are super energetic. It's made in the champagne style, the traditional style, where the second fermentation is in the bottle. They pour the wine in the bottle from the first fermentation, add yeast and sugar, put a temporary top on it. And then 18 months later, minimum, they come back, pull the dead yeast out of there and bottle it. Well, they don't bottle the wine, add a little bit of sweet wine to get to right up to the proper level of either dryness or sweetness. This is Brut. This is a dry wine. But champagne is usually so sour, they need to add a little sugar to make it just right. So this is a New Mexico wine made by a French champagne house. And I think I found it for $13.99 on sale. It's usually around 15, a couple bucks either side of 15. And it's, these things, I think it got about 4 years ago. It's a non-vintage wine, so it shouldn't change from 4 years ago, but it got Wine Spectator's Top 100 to Value Price Wines of the Year. I'm going to take a sip. Got that little touch of sweetness because from the Pinot Noir, then it's got that tartness to it. Got good spice. It's the acidity is very nice. The acidity is very well in the pocket. You know, this is not a sometimes inexpensive bubbly. Can be a little spiky when it comes to acidity, but this one's really nice. This is a wine you could sip and just sip all night and be very fine with it. What else is there? It's really a quality sparkling wine. Go take another sip. It's that good. You know, don't be put off by, a $14 sparkling wine can't be very good. I saw that someone gave this thing 92 points at some point. And it's just because the wines from Champagne are very expensive. And they're very good, too. It's one of my favorite wines of Champagne. But the pricing isn't actually, isn't because it's based on how good it tastes. You know, it's there's other factors involved. I think an acre in their vineyards is $1 million. You can only get so much wine out of an acre of grapes, and you got to charge a lot of money for that. And here in New Mexico, a little bit cheaper, a little bit. And if you think that, and Champaign does sell their vineyards and the chalk underneath the soil and all that to help the taste. But if you think that bubbly is made by the winemaker and the house style, then New Mexico and a really good winemaking team kind of equalizes all that. I'm going to take another sip. Yeah, this is excellent. This is at a price that this can be an everyday wine, which, you know, there's nothing more decadent and luxurious than drinking bubbly every day. And at, you know, at $14, $13.99, and it does go on sale often. Like I said, this is 100% Pinot Noir. Typically, I mean, the Gruet has all the different wines. They have 100% Chardonnay. They have the blends of the typical blend of Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, and Pinot Meunier. They have them all. But I have a thing about bubbly with Pinot Noir in it. It tends to be one of my favorites. So there you go. This is the Gruet Sparkling Rosé Brut. This is Domaine Dave. It's, you know, bargain bubbly is a wonderful thing, so you should like it. And I've got a Sonoma Coast Chardonnay coming up again, another under $20 wine from a fancy AVA. And we're going to do that in a couple days. And like it's as it warms up and we can get to go outside a little bit, it'll be wine season again. So adios, keep it cheap around here in Chicago. Stay dry, and I'll talk to you in a couple days. Bye-bye.